League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Suspects. One in the books, two to go. Second hour of the show right here on ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and myself having a good time. On a Tuesday, are we going to go Nick's theme for tomorrow for Way Back Wednesday?
Sure, what is it?
I'm assuming it's the song Trump would listen to. But that's the one, did we decide on whether or not listeners are getting involved, or are we doing our own lists?
Well, I mean, we got two hours of the show. So let us know if you want us to do songs Tillman Fertitta would either listen to about him, or songs that either Donald Trump would listen to or about him, and then we can check out all the songs and the suggestions and see what we want to do. If you want to send those our way, send them to @BarryIsFunny or 713-780-3776 where you can text them.
I'll do it. Word.
I was going to say, Barry, either we lost Barry or he didn't react to the fact that everybody's going to be contacting him.
No, I'm sorry. My mic was off. I had the mute on.
I think it's a good thing you should do that.
You know what? That's fine.
You did that when you ripped ass in the last segment.
No, wasn't this fella. No, not me. I didn't do that. I don't appreciate Zach, you guys.
Zach on Twitter said, I almost wrecked my car listening to that fart segment last segment. Thanks, guys.
Somebody said this. I don't know. This is probably going to offend Joel.
Sweet, let's do it.
Yes,
but I don't, Nick. But somebody said, to be honest, the Last Dance documentary wouldn't be interesting if it wasn't for this quarantine. And I think if you love basketball, it's interesting. If you loved Michael Jordan or the Bulls in that era, it's interesting. If you're just a casual fan, okay, I could maybe see that. Maybe it's not appointment watching, but I mean, it is. The texter does kind of have a point that it's probably getting the ratings it's getting because there's nothing.
Oh, there's no doubt that they tripled their ratings because it still would be a popular documentary, and a lot of people would be interested in it. But I'll throw another category in for you, Barry, and that is the people that were not old enough to have seen Michael play in person. And have always, it's kind of like the flip side of us. We saw Jordan in his heyday, and now we're watching LeBron. There's a lot of people out here that have seen LeBron's whole career and have heard all the comparisons, but really haven't experienced that aura, that whole Jordan mystique. And it starts with how he played on the floor. And this gives them a different perspective. And I've heard that from a lot of athletes, too, that said, you know, that they were quick to say they're LeBron guys because that's who they saw do it better than anybody else. Now to see Michael, to see that desire to win and that killer instinct and that a-hole factor where you just have to have it in order to be a great one, I think that gave people a lot of interest in wanting to watch the documentary. So I think it would have been watched either way. But there's no doubt when it's the only valid sports programming out there, it's going to kill it.
Do you have to be an a-hole to be great, though, Joel?
Not necessarily.
You have to be persistent in your beliefs, and you have to hold people accountable. But can't you do that and not be a jerk? Can't you win and be great and not be a dick to people? I think it's possible.
I'd rather say a lot of great people who are great at things are dicks. I'd rather say it that way as opposed to you have to be a dick to be great.
It's like we're talking about Tillman Fertitta. The part of the reason why Tillman Fertitta is as successful as he is at certain points in business, Jim Crane the same way. I've heard this from a lot of people. Jim Crane could be an absolute a-hole in meetings or do this way or do that way. So at some point when you are in your sweet spot and you are in your zone doing what you do best, you're going to have to be an a-hole in order to achieve certain things or get to certain places. You make a valid point, Barry. Look, there's a lot of guys that are in the Hall of Fame or are all-stars that are good guys. I think, though, that when you look at guys that are considered the best of all time, not that they were consistently a-holes, but I think that all of Kobe was considered an a-hole for a while. You know, and he had that reputation. Michael
Is
had
LeBron?
It.
LeBron could be a dick. I think he can.
Let me drop
Magic,
this on the floor.
I mean,
and then
Magic,
pick it up.
Was Magic a jerk? Was
there's no. People that will tell you on the inside that you don't see the real LeBron, and you have it. And that a lot, and I've told you guys some of the stories that I heard from people that experienced LeBron from the early days on up. Not to take anything away from his abilities as a player, but to say that Nike and others did a hell of a job shielding him from doing or saying anything that might have gotten him in trouble. And not to say it's anything drastic, right? But, you know, Magic had a deal where, look, Magic's whole deal was he was a womanizer. And he was doing a lot of stuff. And I think that this – we're also talking about in a time when there wasn't social media. There wasn't NBA League Pass and 24/7 sports TV like it is today. So it didn't get publicized as much and scrutinized as much. But I'm going up and down the list trying to think of, you know, Mark Price is the cleanest choir boy, greatest guy kind of reputation, squeaky clean guy I can ever think of. And he was an all-star. But I'm thinking of Karl Malone. Look, everybody knew Karl Malone had a little bit of an a-hole streak in him. And he could give you a cheap shot. Look at the battles with Rodman and other guys when
– well. I'm not going to say Karl Malone is one of the all-time greats either.
Oh, Barry, come on now.
No, I'm talking about the Jordans, the LeBrons.
Second or third all-time in scoring, Karl
sure.
Malone.
Okay, Karl Malone was great, but he was not elite great like Jordan. There are that list is a very short list. There are a lot of really good to great players, but there are a few that are in a complete other stratosphere than even the greats. Right,
I mean, Barry. I think if Karl Malone,
you're gonna
wins
lump
the title,
Karl Malone and Michael Jordan into the same category.
No, but they're different players. But in terms of accomplishments, aside from the fact that if Karl Malone had
how many
NBA
pairs
title,
of Karl Malones do you own?
But that's different, Barry. We're not talking. You're talking about as a player. No. You're evaluating him as a player with the comments you made. I get it as an overall icon, like from a brand standpoint. Then Michael stands alone. And I think Michael Wilbon said in the documentary or otherwise, it's Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali, and I don't know that there's anybody else.
But I'm just saying, yeah, but I mean, you know, but that's all what comes with being an elite player as opposed to just, well, he puts up great numbers. You know,
Karl Malone is the top two right now in scoring.
Frank Gore to me. Consistent, longevity, the numbers are there. No one's saying Frank Gore is great. I'm not
Barry,
gonna say,
Frank
Karl
Gore
Malone
in terms
was very good.
First team all pros and Pro Bowls and all these other things. He doesn't have that. Karl Malone had, you know, like I said, top two in scoring all time, all the all-star nods, all the first team NBAs, the Olympic team, all the different things that he did.
Bro, when people start making
you can't compare
Karl
Malone to Frank Gore.
Karl Malone isn't in the top 10. He's maybe not even top 20.
Oh, Barry. Wow. Okay.
Is he better than Barkley?
Numbers-wise and otherwise, I believe he is.
You think Karl Malone was a better basketball player than
Numbers-wise, you're a numbers guy. From a numbers perspective, Karl Malone's numbers are better than Charles Barkley's. And you know it pains me to say that, but it's true.
Was he a better basketball player than Charles Barkley?
I think it's a hell of an argument.
If you're drafting, who are you taking first, Malone or Barkley?
Well, what do I know about the two? Is Barkley going to go out, or is he going to table
it for a few years? Doesn't matter. I'm just saying. I respect what Karl Malone did. He was, you know, yeah, his numbers were there, but I just don't think that he goes for me. He's just not one of the all-time greats. I'm sorry, I agree to disagree. I shouldn't say he's not one of the all-time greats. He's not an elite player. I'm not lumping Karl Malone in with Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James. Just not going to happen.
But
that's
but
what
if he's
we're
a,
talking
if he's
about.
A great,
that's the discussion.
He's a great player, but he's not elite. He's an all-time great, but he's not elite.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not lumping him in with Kobe, LeBron, and Michael. No one, no
but
one.
Barry, you're only doing that
think
because
about
you're
that.
Judging
no,
it.
That's
but
how you know you're elite.
No,
because
you're,
no one uses your full
you're
name.
Judging
they,
it.
They
one.
Say Jordan.
First, you
they
started
Kobe.
Judging it by the business
Let me
stuff
finish.
As well.
No one judges you. It's how you. No one calls him Carl. All right, it's Jordan, Kobe, LeBron. No one.
No, you know what
Carl.
They call
it's
him. They call
Carl
him mailman. They call him mailman,
that's
and everyone knows
that's
who the mailman is.
That's not
it
the
is,
same.
It is the same. First,
no,
you started doing
you
this
start
by bringing
Carl,
by roping in
elite.
The business aspects of it too. But when you just talk about the sheer basketball of it, you're talking about guys that were known more because not only did they put
when
up the numbers and do
Carl,
things they did,
elite.
But they did they made highlight films for dunks and things. Karl Malone might not have been the most flashiest player with the most athleticism in the air, but he was stronger than just about anybody. He was a scorer. He was a free throw shooter. He made all of his shots. He was a better shooter than Barkley. And when you look at the top two scorers in NBA history, and one of them's Karl Malone, that I don't know how you can't see that.
Mm-hmm. No, Karl Malone was not an elite player, Joel. I'm sorry.
Oh. We agree to disagree.
Yeah, he was not.
How can you say he wasn't an elite player? Now you're changing the title of it all too. And he was an elite player
because the whole conversation started with him being in the same category as Jordan, and he's not.
I didn't say he was.
Carl Malone does not equal Michael Jordan. I'm sorry.
I didn't say he equals Michael Jordan.
That was the point of this conversation, though. Is he in the same category as – because we were talking about guys that get to Jordan's level have to be jerks. And I said, do they? And we started throwing out names. And then you drop Carl Malone into the mix. And I'm like, why is Carl
as a
Malone
guy that was a jerk,
conversation
he had
with
a, he
Jordan?
Had,
it doesn't make
I
sense.
Was
stick to
Barry,
LeBron,
don't twist it. I'm
Kobe.
The one that started bringing up the fact that we're talking about nice guys and whether they finished first or not. And I said, Karl Malone, for a lot of people thought he was squeaky clean. Karl Malone could be an a-hole. And Karl Malone had times that he drilled Isaiah. He drilled
Well,
the
hell,
Rockets
if you're just going to go with every good player, we're talking, do you oh to God. Get to Jordan's level, do you have to be a dick? That was the question. That was it. To get to Jordan's level, to be that guy, do you have to be a jerk? And that's and if you do, great. I mean, if that was your opinion, that's fine. But because then you can start being like, well, you know, Tim Duncan wasn't a jerk to people, or Hakeem Olajuwon. You can start naming, dude. Kevin Willis is eighth all time in scoring, what is this, rebounds? Does that mean Kevin Willis is great? No. Just because
I said scoring, Barry. The top scorers in this league go down as legends. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. LeBron James, Karl Malone, the guys that are in the top five, Kobe's up there.
Jordan's
I mean,
fifth. Jordan didn't even – he's fifth all time. I understand. You know me. I'm a numbers guy, and I'll use them all day to support it. But you have anomalies sometimes, and I don't know. The fact that – who's better, Shaq or Karl? Give me Shaq every day of the
week. But you're comparing the most dominant center of an era that had size that no one else had over – Karl Malone, who was one of the top two power forwards in the game with Tim Duncan. Barkley wasn't at the height of his game when those two guys were neck and neck. And both of them were – just look at their stats. Look at their all-stars. Look at their first-team NBAs. You can't keep him off a list of like, great players. Now, elite –
I said
elite,
he was great. I'm talking – we're talking elite. We're talking, you know,
Karl Malone's one of the two or three best power forwards to ever play the game.
Okay. Cool. That doesn't make it. That doesn't make him in the same category as LeBron, Kobe, and Michael. I'm sorry.
Are you? Are you elite? If you're a top 20 player,
no.
Yes. All time. Yes, you are.
If all time, you're not an elite player. If you're a top 20 player of all time, you're not elite.
I don't think so.
Wow. Because he's definitely a top 20 player, and he's. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but
and here's the thing, Barry. The discussion
listen,
started
said,
about
is he top 10?
It was based
Probably
around the
not.
A-hole.
Is he top 20? Yes, you could. Yeah, there are, but. Good Lord, I'm looking at the list. Carmelo Anthony is 20th in points all time. Is Carmelo Anthony an elite player? Is he one of the all-time greats?
He was. He was. Now, all-time great's different. But just like you're changing it because we said you have to be an a-hole to be great, not elite in the top 2% of all NBA players like Kobe, LeBron, and Michael.
The whole point was –
Was the whole point was do you have to be an a-hole to be great?
To be like great. Jordan. Did Jordan have to be a dick like that? Did Kobe have to be a jerk? Does LeBron, is he a jerk, and did he have to be that way to get to the status that he
Because Kareem is number one, and he had his moments. I was there when Kareem turned around and punched Kent Benson, just flat out sucker punched him in the middle of his face. Kareem had his moments too. Akeem, before he really became religious, Akeem had, he went after Jake O'Donnell. He used to punch Billy Paltz and other guys. He did his things too. There were guys in the where I think you would even consider in the top of their game all time that had their a-hole moments.
But that's fine. I'm not disputing that, Joel. This came down to you starting to lump in random ass dudes into a discussion
Do you have to be an a-hole to be great?
No, this
great
is going
different
in a
than elite.
Okay. You get the last word.
No, I don't. I got to go to Fitz Roofing right now. They get the last word because Fitz Roofing is here in Houston. And right now they're doing great work for the people of Houston to show that they're loyal to Houstonians. That means that they're going to do minor work for free. So if you've got issues with your roof and you're sitting there right now going, I can't afford to do this now, and I don't want to deal with this during a pandemic, well, they're here for you. All you got to do is call 832-521-3001 or go to fitzroofing.com. They're going to do a free, no-obligation inspection. And if it's minor work to be done, they're probably going to do it for free. And that's just to show you how dedicated they are to the people of Houston and being strong business partners in the Houston community. The Fitz family is dedicated to Houstonians, and they're going to do their part, especially during this troubled time during the coronavirus. So check them out. If you need anything done with your roof, FITZroofing.com or call 832-521-3001. Set up that free, no-obligation inspection and check out the great work they do. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Suspects as we take you into halftime with this segment of the show. And then, of course, we've got a second half to go, which will take you all the way till 4 o'clock. Then the Blitz will take you till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5. We were talking about the NBA, and it's interesting. Barry, you and I were talking yesterday about the fact that they said that in NBA cities where the numbers have been declining, that they may open up camps or facilities for players to start working out as of Friday. That is off the table now. And
that fast, huh?
Yeah, and what's crazy was when you and I were talking, I was texting some of the folks that I know, and they kept saying, the Hawks now have said no, and at the earliest it's May 8th, but they don't even know if they're going to get that done, and that's our barometer. And I kept saying, why is the Hawks your barometer? Because I'm thinking about, is it comparable city-wise or otherwise? And a couple guys finally told me, think about this. The only governor that has decided to open the state back up to normal business was in Georgia. So every one of the NBA teams thinking about doing this, no matter what the league said, had their eyes on the Hawks. If the Hawks felt like it was safe and they were going to do it, then they would consider it too. But the minute the Hawks said, not doing it, then everybody went, okay, we're not either.
Interesting. So well, the Hawks finally led the league in something.
No doubt.
During our discussion and argument, I was rudely cut off, and people are pointing it out.
Twice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. Team Blank, way to go.
No, well, the National Weather Service preempted the whole show.
Well, I was on my side, too.
No, he's not, because beep. Oh, man.
Maybe it cut off Barry once and Joel once. You never know. Maybe it was
Barry. No, bro, I texted Al Roker. Al Roker knows the National Weather Service. He works some magic. We took care of things on our own.
Big Karl Malone fan, that Al Roker?
No, he's an a-hole, too. He just doesn't want it to get out. So he decided he'll take care of this before this conversation gets a little bit wider in its reach.
Okay, well, I just had one thing I wanted to ask you. Is Larry Bird elite?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because he's not top 20 in scoring in the
NBA. Doesn't matter, though.
I'm just, but that's my point.
Barry, here's the thing. You're contradicting your own statement, which is sometimes stats validate, sometimes they don't. But when you talk about, let's go back to what McHale said yesterday in terms of McHale throwing Bird's name in with MJ and LeBron and maybe Kobe, and he threw Kareem as well. But in terms of where we are with basketball today, pretty fair statement. We wouldn't be there in terms of the NBA without Bird and Magic.
Right. I know, but
so
that's my point.
That,
Joel,
in a nutshell, that makes him elite regardless of what his numbers are.
But when we talk about the greatest players of all time, and we do that all the time on this show, we start with Jordan, LeBron, and then we go, okay, what about Kobe? Should he, you have been a staunch supporter. We don't talk about Kobe enough.
Yep.
Nobody mentions Wilt, but a lot of people will tell you, if you watch basketball, Wilt Chamberlain, that's who you'll see compared to before LeBron James came around. They would say, well, is it Michael or is it Wilt? So you've got Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, Wilt. That's four players right there. Then you get the arguments that Larry Bird never gets mentioned. That's five. Kareem never
or
gets
Magic.
Mentioned. That's six. Magic, that's seven. Dr. J, eight.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so there's eight guys right there. You know what name that never comes up when you talk about the greatest of all time? Karl Malone.
False,
that's
Barry.
That's why he's
false.
Not elite.
Because if you
you're
going to
make the argument
when you
that,
do all
Jordan,
these top
that
five
Karl
teams,
Malone was better than Jordan, is that the argument you're
going to
make?
I'm not saying he was better than Jordan, but you're making – those are two different statements. You're saying his name never comes up as one of the greatest of all time. Greatest of all time in terms of at his position – One of the greatest power forwards to ever play the game. Tim Duncan, arguably, could have been a center, could have been a power forward. Duncan's probably the greatest power forward of all time. Then right below him is Karl Malone.
No, I'm going to do the weather service to cut you off. what I'm saying, my point is, I'm talking about regardless of position. I'm talking about just the best player on the planet to have ever existed and played the sport. Karl Malone doesn't come into that discussion. There are about five or six guys that do, and that's the ones I'm talking about. Do you have to be a jerk to get to that level? Do you have to be a jerk to be included in the
it
conversation
wasn't,
of
you didn't specify
who's the best
that,
of all time?
The first
Jordan,
statement
Kobe,
you made
LeBron,
was,
Wilt,
do you have to be an a-hole to be great? And that's what I was basing it off. I'm not putting Karl Malone, although some people would, not just Jazz fans, but some people would try because of his numbers to put Karl Malone in that discussion. Well, that discussion involves NBA champions as well, and Karl Malone will get penalized for not winning a title. But there is a difference between the way it started with, do you have to be an a-hole to be great, and or to be one of the greatest of all time, elite, whatever, then that's five players in my mind, if that. That's five, maybe six.
I just
of
got
all
a,
time, all time.
I just got a private message that said, you and Joel are both elite broadcasters, and you're both a-holes. So.
See? So there, we'll ta- I'll
there
take
you go.
That. That's
yeah.
fine. Yep, Sam, that'll you work. Were right, but I'll take it, because look, I'm going places.
Sam knows you're an a-hole.
The Bitcoin just became Wall Street, Fortune 500, bitch.
So Chris Davis asked, I'm curious to see who y'all think are the greats in the NBA. Well, Chris, you got to designate. Are you talking greats or elites? Because that's, again, to me, the elite is when you start arguing about who's the greatest of all time, whoever you bring up, that's the elite players of that sport. That not just
can I ask
you
know, something,
of their
Barry?
Generation, not just but I'm saying of all time. Same thing in football. Same thing in baseball. Right? When you talk
okay,
about,
can I ask you something on that?
Okay.
Okay. If you're considered to be one of the top three players at a given position all time, don't you have to get consideration? Because the criteria you're giving now. Should be. I think you should clarify it more and say, if you want to be considered the greatest single player to ever play the game, then we're talking about a single digit list that's probably six or less.
Agreed.
But if you want to talk about greatest of all time and legendary and all these other things, I think if you're in the top three at a given position in any sport, you have to be considered one of the greatest of all time.
Well, see, I don't know because when I feel like when we talk about the greatest of all time, we don't break it down by position. We just say, well, was it Mike or was it LeBron? Oh, well, throw Kobe in the mix, right? Like, that's the discussion. It's never about who was the – well, but as a center, Kareem, it's always just about the player. It's about the impact. It's about everything. So – Is Karl Malone one of the greatest power forwards of all time? Yes. But I don't think that to me, that's a whole different discussion than the other. And to be honest with you, if you're a top three at your position, you could still only be the 15th best player in the NBA. Because you might be the worst of – if you took the top three at all five positions, you might be the 15th best player in all time. And I said as much that I don't think he's top 10, but he's top 20. So I don't think if you make a list of the greatest players of all time, Karl Malone isn't in the top 10 for me. Because I could, we just named a bunch of those guys. Bird, Magic, Kareem, Dr. J, Jordan, LeBron, Kobe. I mean, Will. I don't think Karl Malone cracks the top 10. That's the ones that I'm talking about.
We'll be back with a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects. And the last word, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Suspects. Second half starts now. ESPN 97.5. Look, it's not an argument. It's a discussion, people. It gets spirited. We talked about this on Barry's YouTube channel. It gets spirited, it gets passionate, but because we love what we do and that it gets you guys to take part and pick a side and partake in the discussion, but we're not arguing, okay? I just want to make that clear. And by the way, Barry, one thing is crystal clear. A lot of people mentioning, including El Jefe, that after Sunday's episode of The Last Dance, he was trending on Twitter and it was nothing to do about his basketball. If you want stats off the floor that qualify you as an a-hole, he's got them.
What'd he do?
Barry, let me just give you one of the tweets that came out after Sunday's show. You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Starts with, he got a 13-year-old pregnant in college.
Oh, Malone did?
Yep.
Wow.
Still denies the baby was even at his, even after the paternity test proved he was the dad. He had max child support of $200 a month, which is irrelevant. His one daughter, Cheryl Ford, I believe her name was, he only acknowledged her after she made the WNBA. He then had other kids that I remember that he basically disowned. And didn't want anything to do with. I think they were maybe even twins. That there's a lot to Karl Malone off the floor that you're like, that's not good, bro.
He's elite at being a jerk. Apparently, he is an elite level a-hole.
You know, and I think the other thing too is that everybody's got a hot button. And I'm not saying in Karl Malone's case, but I'm saying like from a Kareem standpoint, Kareem's obviously his earlier as Lou Alcindor with the Bucks, but. Then they traded him, and when I was, you know, really, really small but impressionable, and I followed the Bucks religiously, and Kent Benson was an All-American, one of the best players in college basketball, and he was one of the draft picks they got for trading Kareem to the Lakers. And one night in Milwaukee, and again, we don't have SportsCenter back then or NBA TV, they had been going at it pretty good, and Benson was minding his own business, kind of bent over to get his breath, and Kareem just wound up and drilled him in the side of the face with a full-blown haymaker and just rocked his world. And you're like, yeah, that's not very good guy-ish.
I would have done that.
You know, and he
got studio today.
He got what?
Did you hear that? He was like, he had what?
Caught him off guard.
Yeah, the weather service must have broken in because I didn't hear all of that, but I know it couldn't have been good.
I just said I would have done that to you if we were in studio today while you were arguing for Malone.
That's fine, but you better keep your goggles on then. No, I mean, so you look at these kind of things too. Everybody's got a streak in them, and everybody's got a hot button, and you know, even –
because somebody asked if you were making a list of the nicest guys of all time that were, you know – is Dirk on that list? You know,
I think so.
I don't know. I think
nice guys. I think Duncan and Dirk are up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently, and again, from an overall Tim Duncan doesn't have a one-word name, although everybody, you know, Timmy, or as Shaq called him, Mr. Fundamental.
I'll call him Duncan.
But, nah, yeah. I'm not going with that. But I think, you know, my argument is he started out as a center, but he's got to be he's considered widely as the greatest power forward of all.
So I think there's two criteria to be considered an elite. One is people use your one-word name, right? Jordan, Kobe, LeBron. The other one is if people are throwing their trash into the trash can, do they yell your name? No one's ever gone, Malone, as they try to shoot.
Mailman, Barry, basket. Mailman.
No one yells
the mailman.
They only do that if you miss and they're trying to get the rebound. No one yells mailman when they're shooting into the waste paper basket. You do yell LeBron. You do yell Kobe. You do yell Jordan. There's your elites. Sorry, Dr. J. Sorry, Kareem. No one – well, maybe if you skyhooked it. And I yelled
Kareem had the skyhook. Dr. J was the first to go from the free throw line. And
but
had
no one
the dunk
yells Dr. J. No one yells.
Oh, disagree again. There
no
were plenty
one yells
dunking.
Julius.
Oh, my.
Oh, really? When you dunked on a Nerf hoop, you yelled
right
yell Julius? I don't think so.
Not me, but I knew guys back in, you know, when I was little and they were older than me, and I'd go watch, like, the varsity play or older guys play. There were plenty of guys that emulated Dr. J because he was the king of the dunk.
Would they yell his name when they shot the ball?
They didn't yell Julius Erving, but Dr. J was mentioned plenty. He had his own line of basketballs. He had his Converse All-Stars that everybody refers to as the Dr. J's.
But when they shot, did they go, Dr. J, when they were throwing away trash? No, not elite. Sorry, pal. There's only three elites. That's it. If you're shooting waste paper basket shots, you yell three names: Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron. If your name's not getting called, you're not on the elite list. That's it. There's your. That's how you.
If you yell LeBron, you're actually going to pass up the shot and pass it to someone else.
You probably just clank it.
One way or the other.
Somebody texted the show and said, "Joel, worst take: Malone is an elite, or Harden is the best Rocket."
Oh, my God.
That's outstanding, whoever jerk sent that.
Listen to Mikhail yesterday, too. If you don't think that Hakeem Olajuwon is still, and this falls into what Barry said, sometimes you can go by numbers. Sometimes you can go by the eye test. Sometimes you just go by what just everything you know. Hakeem Olajuwon's the greatest Rocket of all time. Stop it.
No one says waste paper basket either, Barry. Okay, but you got the point. You got the point. Trash can, waste paper basket. Shut up, Texter. You're getting into the weeds right now. It doesn't matter. I have an elite level vocabulary.
And you spell well.
When I use big words, sometimes I just yell Webster, and then I use big words. It's an elite level vocabulary, sir. Yeah, and my spelling is on point.
El Jefe points out that a lot of people started trending for the wrong reasons after The Last Dance Sunday. Even Craig Sager. I mean, Craig Sager gave Rodman a 20 to help pay for his fine. So what? Rest in peace, Craig Sager, but don't jump on that bandwagon, people.
Like, people are literally – Cody and Jason are literally taking me serious on the Dr. J thing. But it was all in fun, first of all. You guys, how you missed that, I'll never understand. Obviously, if I'm saying that the two categories that make you elite is using one name and – if they yell it when they're shooting waste paper buckets, you guys are dumb if you think that. Oh my God. Somebody, Cody goes, Barry is missing the Dr. J spot. That dude was the face of the NBA. Way to miss the point, Cody and Jason. Way to miss the whole joke. You just completely missed it.
Barry, here's one where I think you can agree.
This is where
I already
just, like,
agreed.
Turn close Twitter.
But I think you can agree. Chris Davis threw in there, because I said, like, Wilbon, I think, had said, there's only two guys in the history of sports, let alone maybe in the history of everything across the world, entertainment and sports, that it was MJ and Muhammad Ali, and that's it. And he said, if Tiger Woods doesn't have the mishaps, would he have been in that category? I'd almost beg to differ that Tiger Woods is in that category now. Even though he had the mishaps. If he doesn't have the mishaps, now there's a lot of what ifs, because then maybe he's already passed Jack in majors. But Tiger was one of those worldwide brands too. And like you said, everybody that hit a golf shot yelled Tiger.
But doesn't he have to pass Jack in order to reach that
well,
status?
Now, I would say right now, because he had the mishap and he probably
right, but
won't.
That was the question I think that Chris was asking. If he doesn't have that mishap, does he pass Jack and become
– No, his question is if Tiger Woods does not have the mishaps, would he have been in that upper echelon of MJ, yes. Ali, and company?
Yes.
I think I absolutely said unequivocally yes, but even now he's fringe in that category because of the popularity worldwide and not just his sport.
He would have to pass Jack for me to be.
You want to go now? You want more?
He would have to pass Jack, and he didn't do that because of the issues that came up. So I don't think that doesn't change, right? I mean, if he would have passed Jack, we would agree, but he didn't, so he's not.
But he's not done yet, for one. And for two, it goes against your numbers thing that he doesn't have to have the greatest numbers of all time. See, Michael doesn't.
I'm not a one-dimensional arguer, okay? I don't need numbers and solely numbers to argue and prove my points. Do I use them to enhance it? Absolutely. I'm an elite-level arguer, which means I can go without numbers and I can go with numbers. When people argue, they'll yell Laminack, and then they make their point. I'm an elite-level arguer, Joel. And you know what? Cody and Jason totally missed that just now. I guarantee you.
I did too. All right, so we'll continue to roll on with the second hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. This segment will put the wraps on hour number two of the three-hour show, so still plenty of time for you guys to get involved. With the program, some good discussion today on the main topic, but also other topics as we continue to get you through your day. Lots of fantastic tweets I see.
Why don't you read some?
When the boys and I are arguing, someone will say something ridiculous. That's when we all say Laminack in unison. Boy, people just jumping on that.
Oh, that's Cody. Gee, I wonder why he tweeted that, because his ass is mad because he didn't understand or get the joke.
Because you attacked him on air.
Oh, I just said, you are dumb. I tweeted him, you are dumb, when he was like, oh, Perry's missing the spot. That dude was defending. You are dumb, Cody. You didn't get it.
After you hammered him, did you go,
No, at least Cody gets that. He's not genuinely upset. I think I actually made Jason upset, which, okay, he'll get over it. I'm elite at making people mad. I'm just going to be elite at everything I do all day. I'm just, you know, when
does that start now?
When somebody wants to make somebody mad, they yell Laminack and then make them mad. I'm an elite level person at getting people angry.
I've heard a lot of people that do camel races yell Laminack as they cross the finish
line. Yep, that is a fact. That is, somebody goes, when I make jokes, I yell Laminack, something like that. Oh, that's great.
All right, we got calls. Donald wants to get in here on another one of the people that you poo-pooed on, Dr. J. Donald, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Man, I called in because, man, he say nobody yells Dr. J, man. We used to yell Dr. J all the time, but... When we hoop, you know, are we dunking or something? Dr. J. Even if you fake dunking on, you know, while you're throwing away a piece of paper, Dr. J, you know, MJ. You know, we used to yell Tim Duncan. You know,
no.
Timmy.
No one
on a bank shot. On a bank shot. Bro. Tell him.
Come on, yeah, bank shots, man, you gotta yell Tim Duncan. You know, Duncan. Fade away. I guess the names, man, is for the situations, man. Kobe fade away, MJ fade away. Man, if you're a hooper, man, you know situations, man. You yell
Dirk
names.
Dirk on a step back.
Yeah, come on, man. But
no, okay, hurts,
you know,
now y'all are lying. No black dude on the court is yelling Dirk when he hits a fadeaway.
Why's it got to be racial? Why not? There's plenty of white guys that are yelling MJ.
It's not happening. Is that a fact?
You're yelling Dirk. You're yelling Dirk if you stick that leg up. If you stick that leg up, you're yelling Dirk.
Okay, all right, fair enough. But on a fadeaway, I'm gonna call BS on somebody yelling Duncan. Dr. J, that was kind of
bank shot, bro. The big fundamental.
No. Me, I'm telling you, me personally, I like to use the bank shot. So me personally, I yell Duncan a lot, and because I brag on my bank shots, you know.
Okay.
So Duncan, Kobe used the bank sometimes. So
people would just yell glass. No one yelled Duncan. They just glass. Or bank. That was it. No one would yell a player's name on a bank shot.
Glass is very prevalent. I agree
glass
with
glass or bank.
I give you that. I give you that. But you know, okay.
Your argument is you yell Duncan, that, you know, okay. But
I'm talking about me personally going to the park. You know, now of course nowadays. I mean, I'm a little older because I'm yelling Duncan. Nowadays, these kids are like, huh, who? You know? But, yeah, man, Duncan. Some of these cats, man, they got these, these signature moves that when you emulate that move, man, you got to let people know what you're doing, you know?
Yep. Appreciate the call, buddy.
No problem. Hey, Sean wants to get in here on something that I deal with on a daily basis. Sean, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Definitely was on Barry's side, you know.
Hang up, Nick. Hang up right now.
Hey, Joel, Sean. I'm going to be honest with you, Joel. You're one of my favorite all-time Rockets. I mean, I love you, Joel, but Barry, he's awesome. One more thing, too, guys.
Uh-oh, here comes Nick.
Shout out to the YouTube show by Barry, man. It's awesome. If you guys haven't listened to it yet, super entertaining.
Dude, I appreciate you, Sean. Gary. Thank you so much, buddy. I really appreciate you and the support. And
sorry you got one wrong today, Sean, but appreciate your overall support. Thank you very much.
Rack him. That was a great call by Sean. That's going to be our big call. Huge, huge call of the day right there. Rack him, Nick.
And Nick, you didn't get bashed in that, so that's fine.
Nah, yeah. Sean was trying to show some love, but he did. He did want to kind of take Barry's side in regards to, you know, people not getting his bit, so.
Which should have told you right now, should have hung up.
That's, yeah, because somebody was like, oh, you're not funny all the time, even when you try to be. Oh, no, I get that, trust me. I stand on stage and look at people stare at me while I tell jokes. I don't get upset if you don't laugh at my jokes. I get upset if you miss the point. And that's what happened with Jason and Cody, is they missed the point of the joke, not the fact that they thought it was funny or not.
I tried to hang up on Sean, Joel, but he called back three times, so.
Well, and then you get
if you're making
up
fun of Barry
because
he's fat, I would put you in the express
it
lane.
Too, that I'm going to let it slide. But if we had an intern, that intern wouldn't be with us anymore.
Sorry, we have to let you go. Why? You helped out Barry. You were nice to Barry. We can't have
you put through a call that was so offensive, and whether it used bad language or not, was just something we can't have on this station.
That's funny. Good stuff, though.
Like I said, we're having a good discussion.
Yeah,
today.
We are. Look, Randy Lindman texted me. He said, when I worked in offices, we'd have the Nerf basketballs. So we didn't yell names. We would just yell, and one. Nobody guarding you. And one. Yeah, that's not.
Did you see what you just did there, genius?
What?
Nobody guarding you.
Oh, look at me.
Brilliant marketing move.
I told you.
Randy Lindman.
I should have yelled Laminac before I made that. Oh no! I should have yelled blank before I made that dad joke.
Oh, boy, see, Nick, this is what happens when you support him. You let your guard down for 1 second, and you support him, and then he kicks you in the jimmy, and you go, "No, what? I can't do it anymore. I just can't."
You know I love you, Joel.
I mean, here's the thing.
Look, now they're pouring in. I yell Joel whenever I put ketchup on a burnt steak.
That's fantastic. So does Lisa, and it's not going to stop me. She tries to do it before the first bit of ketchup hits the steak. Ain't happening.
Oh, that is so funny. Look, somebody said no black guys yelling Stockton. Yeah, exactly. That's not racial.
No,
that's
but
just
you know
facts.
What? You know when
nobody
they yell
makes
Stockton?
A good pass and goes Stockton.
No. You know what? They yell Stockton a lot at practice. You know why? Because whoever's got the shortest shorts.
Oh,
that
true.
Was now that you was would, the Stockton.
True, you would be rocking them Stocktons. That is a
yep.
fact. Somebody
yep.
said
if you
I
had
yelled,
grape smugglers on. You were doing the Stockton.
You were rocking Stocktons. Somebody said when I spark up a blunt, I yell Sharara.
There's a lot of people great. That know this suspects far too well. That
yeah.
is so true. No, I'm not that saying is... that comment was true, Nick. I'm saying they know us. That's what I'm saying. I just want to let you know.
That is too funny.
A lot of good stuff there. So we appreciate you guys chiming in and being part of the program, too, because this has been a lot of fun on what otherwise could be a very dreary day in the city. So we've got plenty more to get to in the final hour of the show. If you guys want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can call us. You can text us. You can hit us on Twitter. Lots of things still to cover. I had mentioned that the NBA is going to be back now, or at least they're trying to get guys back into practice facilities on May the 8th. According to one of our all-time favorites, Jeff Passan, baseball eyeing July for them to get back to playing games.
Mm.
And the NFL, hate to break it to you, October. And
oh.
as part of that kind of prognostication, no bye week anymore. They would go straight through and start to try and get the season going in October if everything permits. Man, it's going to be a long time before we get a lot of sports, people. That's
Damn.
Something else. All right, well, you got all kinds of sports and other things talking with us every single day, as evidenced by the topics we've covered already on a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. And there's plenty more to come in the final hour of the show. So stick right where you are, and we'll continue to keep it going right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.